Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to The Social Circus, where every week we dive into a variety of topics covering social media, mindset, and how to run your business. I hope that you enjoy today's episode.
Hello, my lovely listeners, and welcome to such an exciting episode. Today, I am celebrating episode 100 of my podcast. And it feels surreal to say that because I guess like many things in our business, we often start a marketing activity and we don't imagine where it's going to go and where it will take us and what it'll do for ourselves and our business. So today I'm going to be doing a deep dive into my podcast and I'm going to share with you the reasons why I started it and the kind of marketing thoughts behind it. And then I also want to share with you some of the lessons that I've learned along the way, because obviously 100 episodes is a lot. And it has gone, can I say, really fast. So I started it in I started my podcast in March 2022. And for many of you who follow me will know that March is a month that I quite intentionally make my month of all big things in my business. So it is my birthday month. And obviously this year in 2024, I just celebrated my 50th birthday. And it is also the month I celebrate when I started my business because I left my job in the January and I kind of faffed about and I thought, oh, let's just call it March. So March is always the anniversary of my business. And then when I make really big decisions in my business, I often tend to do them around March. So I have like a lovely month of celebration. So it's very intentional that March is such a great month for me in my business. And obviously today is the 17th of April, 2024, and that is 100 episodes. And with 52 weeks in a year, yes, you can surmise I've missed a few episodes, but I'm going to talk about what and how that looks like. But first of all, let's talk about marketing and why do you need one in your business and what is it good for from an overall marketing and probably from a branding perspective as well. So marketing as a strategy is not, I repeat, not a short-term marketing strategy. It is not like running ads where we get people coming in and making inquiries straight away. A podcast is very much a medium to long-term marketing strategy. So if there's something you're thinking in your business and you're kind of in the hustle and grind right now and you're trying to bring in money, this is not your moment to start a podcast, all right? It is your moment when you are growing in your business and you're at a point where people know who you are and you have some what we call personal brand. So people know who Sarah Thompson is, they know who Online Social Butterfly is, and they know I'm an expert in digital marketing. And to demonstrate my expertise, one of the things that we have to do in business is create what we call long form content. Now, long form content at the moment, as of the time of recording, can take on several different aspects. So long form content many years ago used to be things like blogging. And we did blogging because we wanted to share with our audience a lot of our expertise and opinion and demonstrate to them that we understood the topic that we were talking about so that they got a really clear idea of like, oh, Sarah says she knows digital marketing and she's just on a blog on understanding the basics of Facebook ads, for example. So if you're in that space where you need to create long form content, blogging, thank goodness, has evolved and we can do lots of that now. And I would say that I don't blog in my business, but it's not something I talk about because I create long form content in the form of a podcast. I did blog many years ago and to be quite frank, I was rubbish at it. I was great at blogging. I was terrible at consistency. And the reason I was terrible at consistency is because it didn't light me up to be writing all the time. And I then moved to creating video content, which I still create very regular video content on my YouTube channel. And so I like that as a long form content as well. But the podcast is something that I have to say lights me up. Anyone who knows me, obviously my business is called Online Social Butterfly. I was always called a social butterfly in my life because I am such a chatterbox. It is my natural style. I enjoy talking and I actually really enjoy with my podcast, I enjoy the idea that I can jump on, talk in a topic in depth and then jump out again. I find it quite easy content to create. So if you are thinking about a podcast, one of the things I would like you to ask yourself is, do I enjoy speaking and creating content in that fashion? Because if it's not for you, then this is not the way forward for your business in terms of growing your personal brand and your expertise. So always ask yourself, how am I currently creating content and do I enjoy that? And that should be a question we ask ourselves of many things in our business so that we grow a business that we love and that we really enjoy. So from my perspective, I love creating podcasts. I love doing the interviews. I love the solo episodes where I'm just doing a deep dive like I am today. And I really enjoy that methodology of delivering content. So it's been a really natural fit for me almost from day one. And I guess the reason I do that is I spend most of my time speaking with my clients online. I train and teach very heavily. And so this feels like an extension of what it is that I already do. So that feels very comfortable for me. One of the things I would say to you is if you don't like speaking on camera, because you do tend to use software where you will see yourself as well as hear yourself, it is something you need to step through to get used to. So I'm really used to seeing my face on camera. I'm used to hearing my voice. And so all of that feels very comfortable. If that's not where you're at, I would suggest you start with easy short form content, like going live on your Insta stories and just doing a quick story and chatting and getting used to seeing yourself and hearing yourself, because that will give you the confidence to keep growing and pushing through what it is that you're already doing. And so a podcast doesn't feel quite so terrifying. Now, when it comes to a podcast, there are lots of different ways that you can put together your creative ideas. Now, I was listening to a business coach a couple of years ago, and it was actually before I had only just started my podcast, sorry. And she said that she writes a whole script in a Word document to use, and she just basically reads a script as her podcast. And when I heard that, I felt a little bit sick because I was like, wow, that's some discipline. I would never create a single episode if that's what I had to do. But I also know that, like, when I do keynote speaking, when I do presentations and training, I'm not that person that has to read a script either. I like to talk off the cuff. I like to use things like my slides to keep me on track. So again, knowing my personality type, I have created my podcast in a way that makes sense for me. So I don't use lots of scripts. I have in front of me, say I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 bullet points that I want to hit today. And on a piece of paper, I have less than 10 words written down of what I want to talk about today. And it was funny because I like to do my podcast in the morning, and I like to do them just after I've been out and walked my doggies, because it allows the ideas to percolate. And it was funny because this morning I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to make sure I keep on track with this episode because it has the potential for me to share a lot and it might go too long. So I guess we'll wait and see how it goes. We're at 7 minutes already, and I've only hit a couple of points. So remember, again, knowing your personality, knowing your style, are you better to do an off-the-cuff podcast with a few key points? Are you ready better to have a complete script? And again, that comes back to your style and your confidence. Because I speak such a lot already, if I was to have a script, I know that I would do a terrible job of it because I don't like reading. I like to talk off the top of my head. I enjoy that style. And I also know that if someone gives me a script, I almost always hash it because I can't read well and my brain just wants to run its own course. And so I find that I'm not, I don't sound as eloquent as I would speaking off the cuff, which is unusual, but it's just my own personality style. So again, knowing that style. So asking yourself, where are you in terms of your business? What long form content do you already create? Is a great place to start with your marketing. And remember, medium to long term strategy. So this is not, if you're in the hustle and grind, the time for you to start a podcast. It's if you are building and scaling your business and your audience needs to get to know you and to deep dive in and understand they are who they say they are and they are an expert in that field and topic. And I can tell that because of what they give away in their podcast. Okay. So really important things. Now, when I speak to people about a podcast, I find a lot of people get very scared about the tech. Okay. And it does seem like there is a lot going on and we can get a lot of expensive software and a lot of expensive things. And in truth, if you go back and listen to my first episode of my podcast, the sound quality is nothing like what it is now. And what I did is what I do for most things is in my business is I start and I do the absolute best that I can with the knowledge and tools that I have. And as I have the capability and the finances, I upgrade accordingly. So I now have, so I've always used the same recording software for anyone who's interested. I use a software called OBS, Open Broadcaster Software. It is a free software tool. It is wonderful because it allows me to create sound, really high sound quality content, and it also allows me to create video content. So all of my online courses, I also use OBS for recording. As I said, it is free. It used to be for Macs, but they've now expanded it for PCs. I have looked at software like Audacity, and it makes me feel really anxious because it looks very complicated and difficult. And that doesn't resonate with me because I'm always looking for let it be simple, let it be easy. So that is the software that I use. I have got, and if you happen to be watching this on YouTube or happen to see my video, you will see that I have a really lovely microphone. I actually used to have one that sat on my desk. I've always had a Yeti microphone. You can buy them online. You can buy them if you're in Australia, JB Hi-Fi sell them really well priced. The one that sat on my desk, I destroyed. And I'll be really frank and say, I wasn't very nice to it. So I used to drag it around my desk. I'd push it out the way so I could get to my laptop or to my keyboard. And my husband suggested a couple of years ago, let's get you one on an arm that you can push back and forward, that you can push out of the way when you don't want it, and you can pull it up close and you're not damaging the actual microphone itself. So that's been a really good investment. And I think it was like $200 or $300 with the arm. And I love the arm. I would never go back now to a normal microphone that sits on my desk. So from a tech software perspective, remember that start where you are and upgrade accordingly, okay? Because people come on the journey with us. And if you've been listening since episode one, you will probably have barely noticed a change in my sound quality, but it has definitely improved. The other thing that we've done is we have started using AI software, and we started using it probably late last year in 2023 to help us with different aspects of the podcast. So we use Decipher AI, which allows us to do our show notes. It allows me to create my social media posts, all of that kind of thing. It does a great job. So that is a paid AI service, and that helps us with our podcast. And I believe my husband, because he does all the tech stuff, also uses a sound AI, and I think it's through Photoshop. And that allows us to improve the sound quality. So even though I have a good microphone, and even though I'm a pretty good speaker, there will still be moments when I will do things like I'll go, or I'll pause, and it won't be natural enough. Now, this AI software does such a brilliant job of editing it. And a job that used to take my husband probably half a day now takes like half an hour. So we have definitely elevated and embraced new tools as they've come along. But remember, you just need a microphone and something to record on. That is where you start with a podcast. Now, when I started my podcast, I definitely had the view that I was going to be really consistent about it. And it's even to this day, my husband suggests, you should move to fortnightly, you should move to monthly, because I think he knows how much effort it takes me to create a podcast episode every single week. But here's the thing that I know to be true. If you are not consistently in people's ears, they will very quickly forget about you, okay? So I made a commitment, and since I started my podcast, I've never missed a single week of an episode. And that has been absolutely intentional because it is a long form piece of marketing, and it's something that people get used to hearing and are really excited about. So remember that if you're going to commit to creating a podcast, you need to commit to being really consistent with it. So if that means that you record 10 episodes before you launch, that's a great thing because it gives you some bandwidth to kind of go, all right, I've got some podcast in the bank. I can do that kind of thing. So think about how often you want to create it, because creating a podcast once a month is not going to give you that traction, that elevate your personal brand, the kind of things that you're looking for in terms of the marketing underneath your podcast. So think about that. And when I started my podcast, I was so committed to creating weekly episodes. My husband suggested, so we started in the March, the whole first year, you need to have a break, you need to have a season. And I was like, no, it's fine. We're all good. Everyone's good. And then coming towards the end of the year, I was exhausted. It was a lot. Creating content every single week takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of preparation. Shout out to my wonderful VA, Claire, because she manages all of the guests. She manages Grant and I to make sure we're on top of the flow and to make sure things happen as they should. Now, coming to the end of the first year, I was like, oh, that was a lot. And so my husband persuaded me after much kind of back and forward that we should definitely have a season break. And we took 4 weeks off over the Christmas period. Now, taking 4 weeks off was a great year. It allowed all of us to kind of just step back and step away from that grind that can become creating content and to refresh ourselves. And I love doing that. And we did that again on the Christmas that's just gone. And I really enjoyed that. Now, there is some strategy around taking a break from your podcast. And one of the things that I've learned, And I would recommend to you that if you have guests a lot on your podcast, when you take a break, those couple of episodes before you take a break become very popular because people kind of go back and listen to the last three or four episodes whilst you're on break. So my advice would be those three or four episodes before your break should be really stellar episodes that people are very excited to listen to and come back and listen to. So that's some good little strategy around it. Now, my podcast typically goes between 20 and 30 minutes. And this has been very intentional from the get-go. And it's really funny because many of you know I'm just back off holidays. And one of the things I've been doing a lot is listening to other podcasts because I've been in a space where I've been doing a lot of audiobooks, which I really like, but they're a different kind of content. So I was trying to get back into podcasts. And I'm actually a little bit disappointed with my fellow podcasters because a lot of people create long form podcasts as in like 1 hour. And by the time you've got to the nitty gritty, it's the same length as my episode. And it makes me really sad that a lot of people have lost sight of what the purpose of their podcast is. So the purpose of your podcast is not to throw 500 ads into it. And I was listening to a podcast on my walk this morning, actually, listening is a lie. All I did was fast forward it. It was a 45-minute podcast. The first 7 minutes were ads. Not even ads for her products or services, ads for things that she's being paid to promote, which I totally get. She's got a very big podcast. But from a listener perspective, I'm only on my walk for half an hour and I'd like to actually hear something that adds some value to my life. And I felt like, gosh, she's got two sponsors that she's paid for. Then she then is talking about an affiliate promotion that she's got going on. And then she does at the front a little summary of the guests that she's about to bring on. And I got no value from that. And that really irritates me because my time is important. And I don't want to listen to someone's podcast where the first 8 minutes are an ad, then in break is a very long ad, and at the end is a very long ad, because the content, and it boils down to it, is 20 to 25 minutes. And that's what length my podcast is. So it's a really good reminder to honor your guests and your listeners. So I have an intro and outro on my podcast, and I always talk about, you know, sharing and leaving a review because that's important for my business. I sometimes do promotions, but they're right at the beginning and they'll tend to be about 30 seconds. And I'll say, in today's episode, I'm talking about this. If you're excited, I have a promotion on this course at the moment. So it's a very, very obvious segue and lead into that. And I guess maybe if I had a really huge podcast, I might view things differently, but I still fundamentally believe that my podcast is a way to give value to you as my audience. And if you happen to buy from me along the way, that's a big bonus, but it's very much about giving back as part of my community. And I hope that I never lose sight of that along the way. So those are the things that kind of irritate me. I guess a couple of lessons that I have learned have been around creating episodes where I have guests come on, because I would get no less than 2 or 3 emails a day of people asking to come and be a guest on my podcast. I often get podcast booking agencies requesting from me, and I find this incredibly irritating on a number of levels. So most of my guests that come on my podcast are people that I work with and that I know. And that's really important from my perspective in terms of integrity, okay? And last year, I actually made a mistake and I had a couple of people on my podcast that I haven't worked with. And I was really unhappy with it. So the podcast felt quite salesy and it also didn't feel aligned because I think they came on just to leverage my audience and I didn't feel good about that. So I'm very careful now. And Claire, again, my lovely assistant, is very much the gatekeeper on this. I'm very careful now about who I have as guests on my podcast. So if I haven't worked with you or you're not working with me, it is highly unlikely you're going to get a spot on my podcast. The other thing you will have noticed, and this is absolutely intentional, this is a female-driven podcast with female-only guests. So I want to say to people who say, I've listened to your podcast, I'd love to be a guest. I want to say to them, have a listen and have a think about who my guests are because they're all female entrepreneurs. And this is very intentional. And so think about if that is a right fit for you as a male entrepreneur. So, you know, if you're going to pitch yourself at a podcast, do actually listen to it. Do get the sense of if you're a good fit for them or not. And one of the things that I now do is I tell people who would like to come on my podcast, tell me what your angle is going to be. Tell me my audience are interested in what you have got to say and what have you got to share. And we've become quite good at doing that. And I can often spot people when I'm working with them. I'm like, oh, that'd be great on my podcast. So I become more judicious in how I look at people and how I pick people and decide Do I want to have them on my podcast? Is that something I want to do? Now, the other thing that's been a really interesting lesson is around the way in which we use language, particularly with my guests. Now, if you meet the Sarah in real life, I'm quite a swear bear. I swear a lot in real life. But in podcasts, language is really important because our platforms will penalize you for using swearing in your podcasts. Now, I don't want my podcast to be penalized on things like Spotify and Apple because I have swearing in them. So if I have a guest on, and we're a bit better at this now, if I have a guest on that swears a lot, we will use our sound filters and we will beep out the swearing. And that's not because I'm prudish. It's because I don't want to be penalized by the platform. So that's one reason not to swear on a podcast. But the other thing is, I know that you as my audience right now, you might be taking the children to school and you might have me on in the car. You want to be able to put my podcast on and feel safe that you can listen to that with your children around. And I think that knowing who my audience is and honoring you and your life and respecting what you want to be in the world is really, really important. So I intentionally do not swear on my podcast because I think it's really respectful to you as my audience to have something that you can put on in your car, that you can put on in your home, you can have around your family, you can have around your young children, and feel safe that I'm not going to drop the F-bomb and your children will be like, what's that lady talking about? It's awkward. I remember when my children were younger, these awkward conversations, I often used to switch the radio because I was trying to filter what my children were exposed to when they're young. So, you know, thinking about how you deliver your podcast and what's important is really, really key. The other thing that I've learned over the time is batching is wonderful. So I do often batch my podcast episodes, and I particularly batch guesting because doing interviews is something you kind of get into a groove of doing. And if I can possibly do 3 interviews in a day, it makes me so happy because I feel like, oh, that was a really good day. We did really well. What I have also learned is it's a great idea to leave some space to be a little bit spontaneous. So I am recording this episode, and today is Tuesday the 16th of April, and it goes out tomorrow on the 17th. Now, the reason that I did that was I wanted to get as close to possible to what did it feel like to have 100 episodes. If I'd recorded this 3 months ago, I'm still quite a way away from 100 episodes. So I always allow myself the space to create episodes quite close to release because I like them to be very much, this is the feeling of what I'm feeling right now in the moment. So I like that sense of currency, recency, urgency. But I also love to have in the bank lots of episodes coming up. And I have to say, I think I need to get Claire back on here, don't I? I'm talking about her a lot. She has created, we use Trello in my business. I'm a Trello fan. And we have boards that show us what episodes we have recorded, what have we got coming up, what's the flow, and how urgently do I need to get on creating more episodes. And I really love that because in my head, before I went on holidays and had time off, we had lots of episodes in the bank. But I knew like last week I wanted to retell you what it felt like to take a digital detox. Now, I can't do that before I took it. So it was always going to be recorded at the last minute. And like I said, this is being recorded today to go out tomorrow. But the episode next week was recorded, I think, in January. So again, allow yourself to have that freedom and flexibility when you have a podcast that sometimes I'm going to create things in advance, sometimes going to batch things, and sometimes going to do things as the moment arises is a really great idea. Now, the other thing I want you to think about if you're considering starting a podcast is what kind of content would be interesting to your audience? Because this is one of the things that I find hardest to create is coming up with new ideas. So I intentionally called my podcast The Social Circus because I think online marketing, digital marketing, social media are a circus. And it gives me that space to not talk about. So when I started this podcast 3 years ago, I was definitively known as an ads expert. Over the last 3 years, what I am known for has expanded beyond ads, beyond social media, so that now I'm very much a digital marketing expert. I'm known really a lot for funnels, list building, email marketing, things like that. And that has allowed me to expand. Now, what has happened is my podcast has grown with me. So if I had called my podcast Facebook Ads Made Simple, which is one of my courses, it would really niche me into one spot and wouldn't allow me to grow and expand. So think about that with your podcast as to what will it allow you to do. And one of the things I say in my description of my podcast on the platforms is that I talk about the circus that social media is, and the fact that I will talk about all the things you need to know to run a business. Now, this allows me to have guests come on and talk about things like mindset, those other aspects of running a business that are not practical, functional skills. And I have to say, this has been a really clever move on my part, probably more strategic than I realized at the time when I started my podcast, is that I've allowed myself to have that space and bandwidth to create things that excite me that aren't restricted to just social media. Okay, and that was really, really a lucky and kind of well-planned, but more luck than well-planned move on my part with my podcast. So that's been one of the things that I have loved. Now, one of the other things I would say to you is do some research before you start your podcast. So if you need to work with a podcast manager, they can work to help you get up and running and to get that done. That's a great idea. Have a think about the tech and the process and the flow, because we have in our business a beautiful flow for our podcast. So literally, my job is what I'm doing right now, recording the episode. And then if I'm being a good girl, I will go into Trello, I will move the board saying I've just recorded episode 100, and I move it across and it flags Grant because it's in his column, my husband. His job is now to do the editing, do the show notes, get it all loaded onto the platform, our hosting platform, and then magically it appears in the world. And then Claire checks it to see everything's done and she archives that board. So that process is really quick and simple, and it's definitely something we look at now and again. Claire will say to me, there seems to be a stick here. Is something wrong? We'll reassess it and see how it's working. But it is definitely something we have worked on over time that has improved and ebbed and flowed. And I think now we run a pretty tight ship with our podcast. I really like it. And I also really like the ability, like I said, to come up with ideas, record them really quickly and get them out into the world. It is something like many things in my business that I do well, but I don't do perfectly. And that is never my expectation that I will create a perfect episode, a perfect podcast, absolutely polished, because that's not who I am. And if you work with me and you had listened to a podcast that was incredibly polished and then you met me, there would be a disconnect, because you'd be like, what she presents on her podcast is not who she is. And I think that for many reasons is not ideal. From a marketing perspective, it actually breaks people's trust if you present one thing and are another. But from a kind of integrity perspective, that doesn't feel good to me. So I create very high quality content. I create it very well, but I don't do it to perfection, and I don't labor over things so that I think this isn't good enough to put out into the world. It probably is, okay? So I want to kind of encourage you, if this is where you're thinking of going, to start where you are and to build and grow as you get more confident and more relaxed with it. But one of the things I would say as my final piece of advice on a podcast is go and be a guest on someone else's podcast. And if you would like to pitch to me, you're most welcome to do so. Please send it to Claire, my assistant, through her email address. It will be in the show notes. But please know that if you're going to pitch yourself, you have to be really clear on who is my audience as the podcast host and what do you as my guest bring to my audience, okay? And that is one of the easiest things for you to think about, because if people actually pitched me and said, I see that you obviously work with female entrepreneurs and my area of expertise is helping women overcome imposter syndrome, they would be a perfect guest, but they often completely miss the mark. So if you're thinking about a podcast, start by being a guest on other people's podcasts. See how you enjoy the experience and see if this is something you would like to be creating on a regular basis. Because remember, our podcast takes consistency and commitment. So, I did make it just under 30 minutes. So that is everything from my 100th episode of The Social Circus. I would like to take a little moment at the end of this episode to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the people who make my podcast successful. You are my audience who I have people tell me every morning on a Wednesday, they wake up knowing that it's my episode day. They make sure they have it downloaded so when they get to the gym, they can listen to it, or they've got it ready for their walk. And they always know when I'm coming out and they're really excited to see what I have coming next. I cannot tell you how much that feedback means to me. It makes my heart sing to know that you love my episodes so much. I also love it when people tell me a particular episode landed for them or they learned something. I love feedback. And I would say one of the absolute highlights of my podcast has been at the end of the year when Spotify does their Wrapped and you get your highlights of what you've listened to on Spotify. I had, I think, 4 people tag me on their Wrapped reel that Spotify creates as their most listened to podcast. And the first person who tagged me actually had a little cry because I felt like I was famous, like I had arrived, that you choose to listen to me so much that I rate in your top 10 things that you listen to in the year. And that is such an honor and a privilege. And I sincerely hope that I will continue to show up and give you value for the next 100 episodes. But I do want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for leaving me reviews, because that means a lot to me as well. So my last closing point, and yes, I am going to go over 30 minutes. At the moment, I have a competition running, and the competition is for you to win a VIP day with me valued at $2,200. And to win this competition, all you need to do is leave a review of my podcast on your favorite podcast platform, take a photo of that review, share it to your stories on Instagram, and tag me, which is at Online Social Butterfly, and you will go in the running to win a VIP experience with me. So this can be held in person if you're in Perth. We can do it online via Zoom, or if you want to pay for me to travel to your capital city, I can do that also. So the competition closes on the 30th of April, so you still have a couple of weeks to get your entry in. At the moment, I only have 8 entries, so you have a very good chance of winning. But please note that obviously your reviews are really important to help other people find my podcast, but they also allow me to get feedback on how much you're enjoying it. So thank you again for your support. Thank you for allowing my podcast to be successful. And thank you for giving me wonderful feedback, ideas, and guidance. I always appreciate you as my listeners. So until next week, have a fabulous week, and I'll catch you the same time on the social circus. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Social Circus. As your host, Sarah Thompson, I am thrilled that you've chosen to spend your time hanging out with me. I would be so grateful if you could spare an extra moment to go and leave me a review on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you even felt more excited, you could share my podcast with your friends who you think would get great value from it. Thanks so much again for tuning in.